At the Shelburne Town offices, about a dozen families are learning to build rain barrels. The barrels will collect excess storm water. That's water that normally runs off through gutters and into storm drains. The Chittenden County Stream Team organized the event. The Stream Team is a project managed by the Chittenden County Regional Planning Commission. They hold events like this regularly to educate Vermonters about the issue. The group says excess storm water from strong storms move quickly and can pick up debris, chemicals, dirt, and other pollutants. The water then flows untreated directly into a storm drain or waterway. Laura DeLugalecki is teaching the workshop. She says it's a relatively inexpensive, easy way to save water.
Homeowners can use this water to water their gardens, their lawns. They can use it to wash their cars or tools. The point is that after the storm, they let the water slowly absorb into the soil when the soil can handle that amount of water and it won't run off.
And the steps to building one aren't complicated. Take a large container. Most people use repurposed 55-gallon drums and make a few adjustments.
At the bottom, you have a spigot where the water comes out for your use. At the top, you have an overflow valve. Then the third component is at the top. You need a place for the rainwater to enter. It's where you connect your downspout to the rain barrel.
And there's one important modification to the entry point for the water.
And it's very important that this area be screened to prevent mosquitoes from getting in and reproducing.
Once the barrel is done, it can be placed at the bottom of a gutter, and the process for building one can be fun.
It's like a new age family project.
That's Lindsay Eckler. She's here with her roommate building a rain barrel. Eckler lives in Winooski and sees the barrel as a money-saving tool.
We do some gardening, so we thought we could use it for that, you know, washing the cars, just in general, saving what we would normally use, you know, our faucet outside for.
Most of the materials needed to build a rain barrel are available at any hardware store. While one rain barrel is only a drop in the bucket, the Stream Team's hope is that with more awareness, the region will see less stormwater runoff in local waterways. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.